How would you feel about your daughter doing sex work?
Oh, I would be supportive if my daughter chose to do anything with her life as long as we're not hurting anyone.
I did OnlyFans, and I am ashamed at the behavior I've done. I thought it was cool, but all these females that you guys look up to in the industry, the media pushes you, they're all miserable.
Girls who are like 17, who literally when they're about to turn 18 are promoting. They're promoting it, being like, hey, my 18th birthday, this is about to drop. Like, that's crazy and kind of disturbing.
My mental health since I've started this has just slowly like been on such a decline. Like, I feel a little bit dead inside.
You see these OnlyFans creators and like in people's Instagram bios, they'll be advertising, I'm in the top 1%. And I'm like, so you're sucking and fucking for $3,000?
There are women that try to sign women up just to get a referral from them.
Wait, there's a referral program through
to sign
women. No. Yes. No fucking serious?
Yes.
No.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to my channel. My name is Amy Dangerfield, and today we are going to be getting into kind of a touchy subject. It's a subject that used to be a lot more taboo, although I would say nowadays in the modern world, it's become a lot more normalized, which is one of my main gripes with this whole topic, which we will be diving into. But of course, today we are talking about OnlyFans. OnlyFans started off as a Patreon of sorts. It was just a platform where you could upload really anything you wanted. There just weren't as many regulations. So it didn't necessarily start out as a platform for porn or any type of explicit content. However, that's definitely the reputation that it's developed over time. Back when I was a teenager, so going on a decade ago, this was such a taboo subject, and it's so funny because we have seen such a pendulum swing in society overall on so many different social issues, and sex work is absolutely one of them. What was once considered risque or controversial is now viewed as a legitimate source of income and self-expression. It just always astounds me how society's inability to be able to strike a balance, to be able to have empathy for people who were in those industries, to be able to still see them as human beings and regard them with dignity and respect. Like, we can do that without glamorizing the industry as a whole, and especially without encouraging younger girls to go into it, saying that this is going to be the best route for them to be able to achieve their goals, because that's legitimately what many of them think. Many of them think, I'm gonna go into this and I'm going to make $10,000 per month. I'm gonna make $50,000 per month. And it's not surprising that they think that, because that is how it's marketed. When you type in OnlyFans into TikTok, for example, there are videos of girls who are like,
everyone told me not to do OnlyFans, but like, I just paid my rent with one video.
They're putting out this type of content, propagating this message, and young girls are buying into it. And of course they are. Why are we so surprised when society as a whole has become a lot more sexualized? So there's various contributing factors, but my underlying belief is that I don't think that this could be an overall net positive for society. I remember during the Whatever podcast, I asked the girls how they would feel about their daughter going into sex work. And it was like pretty crazy to hear how quickly they all said that they would be fine with it, as if they wouldn't try to do any intervention or encourage her in any other direction.
Can I ask you ladies a question? How would you feel about your daughter doing sex work?
I don't have a daughter, so.
But if you did, just try to put yourself in the hypothetical
a
little bit.
I would be supportive because in my situation, I would like my mom to be supportive with it. So I would be supportive if my daughter chose to do anything with her life, as long as we're not hurting anyone. We're not bad people.
If I had a daughter, she would be her own person, and I can't really like dictate her decisions, but I do think it's going to be a lot more accepted going forward. I kind of feel like we were the guinea pigs during COVID.
To their credit, there was one girl who said she would much prefer that her daughter was a lot older. And the same woman actually gave that advice for women in general, that, you know, your brain's not fully developed at 18. You really can't even make these decisions and take all of these factors into consideration. I mean, you can, obviously you are capable, but you're less inclined to do so when you're at such a young age.
When you're freshly 18, you don't know what the consequences are. You don't know what it's gonna do to affect your mental health.
And I agree with her. If you're ever gonna get into any of this stuff, don't do it when you're just a kid. You know, you see 17-year-olds promoting that they're about to turn 18 and, you know, hey, subscribe to my OnlyFans. Wasn't there like one celebrity who like did that or something?
And the night you turned 18, you registered to vote?
No, huh?
Huh?
That's not what I thought you were supposed to say.
Oh, you thought I was going to say join the military.
No, I'm going to say is when I joined OnlyFans.
You joined OnlyFans the night you turned 18?
I think so, yeah.
And people subscribed right away?
Yeah.
Should they be in jail?
Yeah.
Maybe the question I should have asked is how would your future son feel? If they're a teenager in high school, knowing the permanence of the internet, knowing that your reputation is there forever, and they are being bullied because of what you did, even if it's just for a brief period of time on your OnlyFans, how would that make you feel? Maybe that would have been the better question to really land the point. I'm not sure. You know, when we look at the downsides of this platform, I think that there are many we could go into. But one of the really important ones, in fact, probably the most important one, I think, would be the lack of self-respect and the emotional turmoil that many of these creators must go through. You're putting the most private, intimate parts of yourself, aside from actually doing the act, it's the most intimate part of yourself that could ever be revealed, and you're putting a price tag on it. That has to have some type of emotional toll or impact on you over a period of time, even if it's not in the short term, because again, we live in a highly sexualized society, and this has become so normalized that I think oftentimes the short-term consequences of that are much less evident. And the long-term effects, you know, really start to show probably even several years down the road. And at that point, they feel like it's already too late for them to transition into something else because they've already lost a lot of opportunities. They've already lost, you know, a lot of respect, a lot of prospects, dating prospects. We could go into so many different things, but the point that I really want to hone in on here is that all of these opportunities, relationships, and mental health consequences that are occurring as a result of these decisions is honestly not a very good trade-off when you actually look at the numbers.
Regardless of the money, no, you shouldn't be on OnlyFans, but here's the thing, even if you do want to do it perhaps for the money, the thing is, there's just likely not any money attached to OnlyFans, despite what the media might try to convince people of by only focusing on the small percentage of people who are actually successful on the site. And to explain what I mean, here's this article from EV Magazine titled, "No, You Won't Get Rich Quick on OnlyFans, The Math Behind the Fool's Gold Rush." Because you see, quote, "Making about $2,500 a month on OnlyFans puts you in the top 1% of OnlyFans creators." And that might sound like a lot, but it adds up to about $15 an hour, and that's all pre-tax. In other words, you could make the same amount working at Chipotle, and OnlyFans doesn't even have guac.
You probably have a better chance making it to the top 1% of like an MLM versus starting out on OnlyFans. And so there are a very small percentage of women who, when they realize these long-term consequences, they have enough, you know, money and resources acquired where they can walk away from that industry, and to some degree they can sustain themselves, or they still have options because they have money, they have resources. But for the majority of these women, they are literally making an income that is comparable to Starbucks, to McDonald's, working a restaurant job, and simultaneously making themselves completely unemployable and unattractive to the job market. I recently learned on the Whatever podcast that there is financial incentive. There is a whole affiliate referral program to bring people into OnlyFans.
I can definitely agree with you. When I see women that do have OnlyFans and that are older and that are promoting it to younger women and stating that this is so great, you're making so much money so fast. Mm-hmm. The majority of women that are on OnlyFans are not making massive amounts of cash.
Like the industry standard, what is this, like $600 a month or something?
Yeah, it's not a lot unless you already have a platform. I don't think that any of us should be promoting or saying, hey, you're freshly 18, you should hop on this. And there are women that do that and try to sign women up just to get a referral from them. And I can definitely agree that that's wrong.
Oh, wait, there's 27. A referral? Wait, there's a referral program through
to
it?
To sign
women. No. Yes. Yep. No, I didn't
know
that.
And I think that that's wrong.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
No.
And so now you're seeing all of these like agencies and like talent scouts and recruiters pop up, literally reaching out to girls unsolicited in their DMs. I recently learned this from firsthand experience. I had somebody reach out to me and say, you know, hey, you're beautiful. You have a gorgeous body. Have you ever considered making money on OnlyFans? And it was a talent scout. It was an agency. And so somebody who may have never even considered this as a prospect before is being intentionally scouted. I'm very libertarian in a lot of ways, live and let live. But when you are encouraging somebody to go down a particular path for your own financial gain, I really have a problem with that. Now, obviously, within the sex work industry in general, there are a lot of concerns when it comes to safety. A lot of sex trafficking and a lot of exploitation goes on behind the scenes. And a lot of people believe that OnlyFans is a lot safer because, you know, they're able to do it from the comfort of their own homes. They are, you know, in control of the content that goes out there. And to a degree, that is certainly true. However, like I said earlier, OnlyFans wasn't specifically made for that type of explicit content. It was originally made as a Patreon of sorts. The absence of formal protective measures and education on potential dangers can make these creators more susceptible to exploitative situations. And once you put those pictures out there, there is no going back. The internet is forever. And it's so funny that people think that just because it's, you know, a legitimate platform, because it's behind a paywall, that it's somehow safe and those pictures are not going to be in circulation forever. Anyone who has access to your OnlyFans can screenshot. They can screen record. You know, even for me, I grew up by the beach. I grew up on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. Surfer's paradise, Maui, Hawaii, and now Miami Beach. I probably spent 1/3 of my life in a bikini. And back in the day, I wouldn't even think twice about posting up a bikini pic, a picture by the pool. But now that I'm coming into a space where, you know, I have more eyes on me, but more than that, I know that I'm influencing people as well. I definitely think twice before ever posting anything like that, not only because of the influence that I hold and because, you know, I could be scrutinized, but also out of respect to my future husband, my future children. And so it's just crazy to me, you know, that there's something in these women's brain that is just short-circuited to the point where they believe they can upload this type of content, again, the most intimate parts of themselves that they're putting a price tag on, and not thinking that that's permanent, and not thinking there are going to be repercussions. If you want to go into it, then I am never going to tell you what you can or cannot do. However, I do believe that everyone should be much more informed with the decisions that they make. You need to actually look at the cost-benefit analysis. What are the pros? What are the cons? And I promise you, there are far more cons than there are pros. And ultimately, my biggest point that I really want to drive home is you are worth so much more than that. You know, these OnlyFans girls, the top probably 0.01% who are actually making tens of thousands of dollars per month, they may eat better for a time, but the self-respecting women who develop a skill or go into an industry or even just work a normal freaking job, you'll sleep better at night. If you stay on the right path, if you do the right thing, if you honor yourself, value yourself, develop a skill set, meet a good guy. Like, that is such a better path than taking the shortcut. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. I want to encourage everybody to go ahead and like the video, subscribe to my channel, ring that notification bell so you never miss a future episode, and go ahead and leave me a comment. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Have you been in the OnlyFans industry yourself or the sex work industry yourself? Do you resonate with anything I'm saying here, or do you think I'm just completely wrong? Always curious to know your guys' thoughts. Me personally, you will never find me on OnlyFans. However, I do have a Patreon. So if you want to subscribe and see some behind the scenes content, then the link will be in the description. Once again, thank you so much for watching this video, and I will see you on the next episode.